Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast for people living with HIV, those who love us, and those who are done with silence, shame, and small boxes. Hosted by someone who's lived openly, loved deeply, and mourned more than most, this show isn't about survival. It's about rising again and again and again against all odds. Each episode, we break through stigma with soul. We talk about faith, sex, healing, systems, and the quiet superpower of compassion. If you're looking for truth that holds space for spirit, sorrow, and strength, this is your home.
Hi, my name is Thando Polo, and I want to talk to you today about HIV, a condition that is so prevalent in the sub-Saharan Africa. When I was diagnosed with it way back, everything around me shifted, but not in the way people might assume. You see, then there were no pills handed to me, no counseling, no comfort, just a cold voice, a judgmental look, and silence. What I remember the most is the feeling of being reduced, not just to a diagnosis, but to shame. Like the life I had lived no longer mattered, like I was a warning sign, not a human being. It felt like the world had closed in on me, like I was being erased, categorized, dismissed, or boxed in. And for a while, I internalized this. I swallowed the silence, I played along, because resisting too soon felt dangerous, too costly. But slowly, a deeper voice inside of me started to rise. It asked, is this really all there is? Stigma, silence, survival? Or could there be more? Today I want to talk to you about something that saved me. It's called self-agency. Not the kind handed to you in pamphlets or policies, but the kind you grow back when the world offers you nothing. The kind that begins in the dark and slowly carves its way and its own life. I remember this the first time I chose silence over disclosure, not out of fear, but as a strategy. Silence for me became active, adapting a form of authorship. It was my way of saying, I am not obligated to perform my story for anyone. And later, I learned when to speak, how to tell my story, and most importantly, how have I been up to then, who had earned the right to hear my story. That for me was self-agency. It wasn't about control over everything, it was about reclaiming the power to choose in the spaces I could. Now let's talk about how to live in this kind of self-agency. Well, it's not just a feeling, it's a practice, a muscle, a rhythm you build. Not just blood work or viral load. Those matter, yes, but they are not everything. Ask yourself, what makes me feel alive? What brings me peace? Who sees me fully and loves me anyway? For me, thriving became laughter that didn't require an explanation. Rest that didn't feel guilty, friendship where I didn't have to flinch or edit myself, and say no, even to things that seemed good but weren't mine. That's thriving, that's agency. Not every revolution is loud. Some begin with small, sacred decisions, choosing who you trust, declining to answer intrusive questions, wearing what makes you feel powerful, praying in your own language of spirit, not someone else's prescription. Those moments matter. They build your internal capacity and they build your internal compass. Yeah, in reclaiming your story, remember we've been labeled OPLHIV, ADYW, ABYN, PLHIV, KPs, you name them. These are categories. These are tools for policies, but they are not our identities. Reclaiming your story, therefore, means saying, I am not your acronym. It means writing your own script. It means knowing that the systems may need categories, but you need wholeness. I didn't start with tools or support. I started with the raw will to still be somebody, even when the world acted like I was already gone. You begin by naming them out emphatically. Say, this label helps you, but it doesn't hold all of me. If you are a queer, if you are spiritual, or living with HIV from birth, your story may not sit neatly in policy boxes. That doesn't make you invisible. It makes you complex, and that complexity is sacred. You refuse the box by being unapologetically whole. You push back. You gather with others who've been sidelined. You tell your stories anyway, in art, in protest, in podcasts, in whispered truths. You become visible in your own terms, and you remind the system that data without dignity is not progress. I built my own systems of care by creating spaces where I got to be seen. I created pockets of care when the systems failed to offer this. I started support groups. I became part of national and global movement. That is how NAPO was born in this country. That is how the Pan-African Network of People Living with HIV was born in the continent. Remember, some of us were diagnosed at a time when systems didn't just fail us, they actively charged us. That legacy of NIPNET still lives in many hearts today, but so does resistance, so does truth, so does the right to define who we are outside of their silence. That, my friends, is what this podcast is about. A space to reclaim what has been flattened, forgotten, or misunderstood. To say silence can be sacred. To say joy is a form of resistance. Timing is not a clinical metric, it's a soul posture. We are not just surviving systems, we are subverting them, and we are thriving despite them. Now, when I say I'm thriving, I mean I have found a rhythm of life that feels true to who I am. I've stopped shrinking to fit the spaces I was handed. I have chosen to author my own life, even within a system that wanted to script it for me. And maybe, just maybe, that's your story too, or the one you are just beginning to write. If you remember nothing else from this episode, remember this. Thriving despite HIV means reclaiming self-agency and personhood beyond systems, labels, and protocol. It's about defining your own rhythm, choosing when and how to speak, and finding joy, dignity, and authorship over your life. You are not your file number. You are not a category. You are a story in motion, a soul in defiance, a human being, whole, holy, and unboxed.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.